Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito here from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Wednesday to join me. We are going to tune in here today now to God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. All we need to do is go to where he speaks, tune into his frequency. God is going to have, or the Bible, the Apostle Paul, led by the Holy Spirit, is going to have a timely word here today for mothers. How to be a godly mother in an ungodly world. And boy, what an ungodly country this is that we live in. Women today are, they're mocked and ridiculed for attempting to live by the word of God and follow godly instruction. That's where we're at. This is part two from this message. The message was only 30 minutes, so we're going to replay a lot from yesterday, but we're going to hear the end of it here today. Now, here tonight, I invite you out to church. We are in the book of Acts. We'll be in chapter 7 and 8, 6 o'clock tonight. So if you're tuned in here this afternoon at 5:30, why don't you still have half an hour to come by church here tonight? Worship with us, study the word of God with us. We worship God through studying his word as well. We worship God through being obedient to his word, doing what he said. We worship God through sitting under the authority of his word. So I invite you to come by here tonight. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 6 to 7 o'clock here tonight. We'd love to see you. Okay, here's part two now of this message, how to be a godly mother in an ungodly world.
The Apostle Paul gives some instruction for the women in Crete, but the godly instruction is for all women everywhere. Now, the older women are to teach the young and the mothers how to be a godly mother in an ungodly world. So the first thing that a godly mother in an ungodly world should do. Now all these, I've already filled them out on your outline. If you can hold on to this and keep this. Number one, the first thing is love your husband. Verse 4. This was not very stylish then or now as well. Your marriage relationship takes priority. Ephesians 5:22 instructs us, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. But it doesn't stop there. This is a two-way street. The verse continues, husbands, love your wives, same as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So when the marriage relationship is your priority, God is honored, and you will have a sound marriage. And the wife and the husband will be the most fulfilled that they could possibly be. And your kids will learn how to have a successful marriage by watching you. They're always watching you. Unlike me, and I know many of you, my parents got divorced when I was 13 years old. That did a lot of damage to me. But the worst part of it was that I never heard them argue one day in my life. That made it harder for me to accept. And here I am, 46 years later, still commenting on it. But loving your husband like this and being a godly woman in an ungodly world is in stark contrast to the ungodliness in this country, where personal happiness is placed above every other priority. Am I right? Godly mothers in an ungodly world love their husbands. So that's point number one. Number two, love your children. Again, here in verse 4. Loving your children does not mean giving them everything they want and making sure that they keep up with the world. Loving your children requires discipline. Proverbs 23:13, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. Punish him with a rod and save his soul from death. So discipline is a sign of love. I know someone here in Florida that was put in jail for spanking his child in public. Boy, I think a whole bunch of our fathers would be in jail here today if they still held to that then as they do now. But if you notice that this society hates the Word of God, have you noticed that? They hate the Word of God and they hate godly instruction. I repeat, godly women are mocked and ridiculed in the United States today. You are mocked for following the Word of God. Here's another great truth from the Proverbs. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Teach them now not to lie, number one. Number two, to esteem others better than themselves. Number three, which really should be number one, love the Lord. Teach your child to love the Lord. For your sons, treat them how to love a woman. Amen, men. They're watching you. They're watching you to see how you treat your wife and how you treat your mother. They're watching you. Also teach your children how to have a Christian worldview, or better yet, instilling in them a Christian worldview. Mothers, this comes from you, first and foremost. This includes honoring God, treat people kind, show mercy to people. Number four, that abortion is unacceptable, like homosexuality. Number five, that God is the giver and the sustainer of life. Not women, not the government. It might be your body, but the human life inside of you, once conceived, now belongs to the Lord. Regardless of what the New York Times or CNN tells you, get your truth and instruction from the Word of God, not from the television. Get it from here. Your only source of truth. Also, regarding the Christian worldview, teach them that sin will be punished. God punishes sin. Evil debauchery is sin. Okay. Also, mothers, you need to care for the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of your kids. Psalm 127:3, it says, behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. Love that verse. Paul said to Timothy, he said, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice. And now I am sure dwells in you as well. So Timothy's godly instruction was passed down from his grandmother to his mother to her son, and from him went to Timothy to the thousands, and we're still reading it here 2,000 years later. So godly mothers, love your husband and your children. Now my last encouragement for godly mothers, number three, is develop Christian character. Five areas here. A, be self-controlled. The King James says, be discreet. New American Standard says, live or be sensible. New Living Translation says, live wisely. This means to be sober-minded. Think about what you're doing with your life. Now, the Cretans were known for a lack of self-control. This is a fruit of the Spirit as well, self-control. It influences all that we do or don't do. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control. So, women, allow God to bring out the best in you. Ladies, the Lord Jesus also said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Number two, for develop Christian character, be pure. This relates to a commitment to your marriage vows. Me and Darren were talking in my office. You know, this is the real evidence of your salvation. You know, sometimes I hear some people say the evidence of your salvation is speaking in tongues. But I say the evidence to your salvation is how you treat your wife. Let me see how you treat your wife. That is the evidence to me. How do you treat your wife? That's where it starts. That's where it ends. Show me a godly man, and I'll show you someone, a godly married man, and I'll show you someone who treats his wife right. That's the evidence of your salvation. So be pure. Be a faithful wife and mother. Also, this relates to being the best spiritual influence in your home. 1 Peter 3:1, it says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, that they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. So that was point number two here. Be pure. Number three, or C, work at home. Work at home. In the time of Titus, there were false teachers who were dividing families with their teaching. Many worldly elements worked against families today. Paul is not prohibiting women from working outside the home, but he clearly urges that the home takes a position of priority in our lives. Now, Christian homes are created. They don't just happen. They don't just happen because you get married. A home, a Christian home, is created by you. Someone once said, it is the simple fact that there is no greater task, responsibility, and privilege in this world than to make a home. I was thinking of Mark and Amanda's, their oldest son, Giovanni. I got the privilege of reading a letter from their school teacher. Thank God he has a Christian school teacher who admits that she follows Jesus. This year, what do you do next year? What do you do next year or the year after that? You see, the time might come when you might have to take matters into your own hands, you see. Now, if the Sills were here, Jennifer could tell you, she homeschooled her oldest son. Sometimes that might be what you have to do. To protect and watch out over your kids, you might have to homeschool them. I know others do that as well. Number D, be kind. Kindness deals with doing good, being benevolent toward others, having a giving nature. God loves a cheerful giver. I encourage you, err on the side of kindness. Be kind one to another. And the last point on here, submit to your husband. God has created an order which includes a masculine headship, not of authority, but of responsibility and loving care. Husbands, you are going to be held accountable and you're responsible for your wives. Let me say again the words of the Apostle Peter. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some don't obey the word, that without a word they can be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. It's 1 Peter 3:1. All right, so there's some instruction out of the Bible for how to be a godly woman in an ungodly world. I heard about a little boy sitting on his front steps with his face cradled in his hands, looking forlorn. So his dad came home and asked him what was wrong. The little boy looked up at his father and said, "Well, just between us, Dad, I'm having trouble getting along with your wife, too." The mom ministry is one of the toughest assignments God can ever give somebody. She's got to be as insightful as a psychologist, as tough as a Marine Corps drill instructor, as gentle as a nurse. She has to be a labor and management negotiator, a teacher, an electrician, a plumber, and a carpenter. It requires an endless supply of energy, a massive amount of patience, an iron will, and a recognition of the fact that if she ever gets sick, she has to get well before the end of the school day. 600 college students were asked to write down the most beautiful word in the English language. Out of 600, 422 wrote the word mother. Being a godly mother in an ungodly world isn't an easy task. Now, I leave you today with some awesome praise for the godly woman and wife and mother. One of my favorite texts is Proverbs chapter 31. Let me read this to you, starting in verse 10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. So he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She also rises while it is yet night, provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it." Sounds like my wife. I wish she was in here. "From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all of her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." Verse 28 says, her children will rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. We honor you today, all ladies, mothers, wives here in the house today. We honor you. Let's pray. Lord God, we exalt you here in the house here today, Lord. Lord, I just pray a special blessing today for all of the mothers that are here in the house here today. Do an awesome work in them and here today in their special day, Lord. I pray that, and we know that you honor them as well. And I just pray a special blessing today for all the mothers that are here in the house today, Lord. Do an awesome work in them here today. Bless their families. Bless their children. Send angels around their children. Watch out over them, Lord. Deliver them from evil. Bless all of the women here, all of us here. Bless this house here today. Bless those watching here on the internet today. Bless those that are in need of your healing touch as well. Lord, heal today. Bless, minister, heal to our people here in the house and those watching here today. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And I've got a few minutes here at the end of this program here today. Once again, I invite you to church here coming up right here at 6 o'clock tonight. Now, if you're unable to make it because it's too late for you to drive here now, you can follow along online at Island Community Church Facebook page. That feed is going to kick on live right at 6 o'clock. So you can take part of our service that way. I encourage you, study the Word of God with us. There's no greater thing for you to get into your spirit and for us to do is to sit under and study the Word of God. And God's got a lot to say here tonight. We're looking in the book of Acts. We're in chapters 7 and 8. So we'd love to see you. Also, too, we have a YouTube page under the same title, Island Community Church. Many of these, well, all of the sermons are uploaded on there. There also is a fantastic sermon from our first men's group, which met on Saturday. And that is by Pastor Ralph Williams, who is also here on the radio here on WWBC Friday mornings. You can hear him and his broadcast. I believe it's 10:30 on Friday morning. But he just delivered the word here on Saturday, and it was an awesome sermon. You can check that out by going to our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. You also can see it on our Facebook page, Island Community Church. Our website, islandcommunitychurch.net. You can read our statement of faith on there. I always encourage you to start there, not just with our church, but any church. What does the church believe about Jesus? So, all right, that's going to do it. We'd love to see you here coming up just a couple minutes for Bible study at 6 o'clock. That feed will kick off right at 6 o'clock. We'd love to see you either in person or online. And I encourage you, check out our website and our YouTube channel as well. Okay, folks, have a great day and God bless.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, some man may mistranslate the Word of God. But friend, the Word of God itself, as God gave it, is absolutely, totally without error. As a matter of fact, the purity of the Bible and the purity of Jesus Christ rise and fall together. In Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13, Jesus is called the Word of God. The Bible is called over and over again the Word of God. God gave the same name to His Son as He gave to the Bible. Jesus believed the Bible, and Jesus said the Scripture cannot be broken. Jesus said, search the Scriptures. Jesus said, till heaven and earth shall pass, not one jot nor one tittle shall pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Those were the smallest markings of the Hebrew alphabet. And the Word of God presents the Lord Jesus Christ.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Winning Moments with Pastor Tim Finlayson. pastor of Brevard Worship Center in Malabar, Florida. Pastor Tim has a passion to teach you how to get free and stay